This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. I've always been fascinated by the way God often uses small, insignificant things and places to do some of His greatest work. In Micah 5:2, the prophet makes a prediction. There's coming a day, a difficult time in the life of Israel, when God would do something totally unexpected. He writes, "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times." Remember when God picked David to become king? He would have thought one of his older brothers would have been picked. But God looked at the heart of this young man and said, "He's the one." God didn't choose Jerusalem as the launching place for his son's mission. Bethlehem was chosen, that little insignificant place. The focus is not to be on the place, but on the person. You see, Bethlehem and every other city had a beginning in time, but the person, God's Son, was one whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. That last phrase could be translated from days of eternity. Many misunderstand what is declared here. They think Jesus Christ had a beginning in time and space. That Christmas over 2,000 years ago started it all for him, or at best when the miraculous conception took place 9 months before his birth. Micah, however, said Jesus Christ predated that time. He is eternal. He is none other than the eternal Son of God. He left the glories of heaven that he shared with his Father and took upon himself the form of a manservant to give his life for our salvation. That's what Christmas is all about.